cool, ain't it?
So that's interesting. Right, here we go. Just for the purpose of the tape.
Just for the purpose of it.
Just for the purpose of the tape, yeah. Sir. Can you have your name, please?
Tom Meehan.
Lovely. Tom, busy year for you so far. You've had a lot of festivals this summer. Now you're kicking off the promotion for your new album.
Yes.
How's it all feel? Good year?
Fantastic year. It just seems like only yesterday it was bloody New Year's Eve. So it's just gone so fast. You know, 1 minute I'm at home, then I'm in San Francisco. Now I'm in the back of HMV, you know.
What's the highlight of it all?
The highlight? Days like this are the best thing. I mean, we've been playing Europe and doing loads of gigs and European shows, you know, and breaking it in different areas where we're, you know, it's not as big as we are in England or wherever it is, you know. And yeah, this is the highlight today, man. It's great.
What do you prefer? Do you like doing the promotion and the performance, or do you like going back to the studio?
I love going to the studio because it's exciting and, you know, we're starting again. It feels like we're reinventing ourselves all the time, which is fantastic, you know.
Yeah, you're known for changing your sound every now and again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I suppose you kind of do the format that Radiohead did, you know, and that's serious, you know. They always change with their style, and we try and, you know, don't copy them, but we use their format, so yeah.
You think it's risky to change your
style?
No,
I mean, like, you know, it just, you never want to be a one-trick pony, man, and never wanted to be. So, you know, I mean, the first album was youthful and you know, and electronic and all cut up and everywhere, and it was just the place we were when we were young, and now, you know, it's different, so...
You've got a pretty established fan base now. Do you feel like you've got anything else to prove?
Nothing really, you know. I can't, and there's nothing else I can say or do anymore, you know. We just keep making records and putting them out and see what happens. If people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't, you know. And, you know, we've done really well. We've been fine, yeah.
You last one was so well received. Is there much pressure on this one?
We just put it out and see what happens, mate. You know, that's all we can do, so, you know.
So the tour, you've already sold out?
I think it's about 10,000 tickets left, which is pretty incredible. It's only been out 2 weeks. It's great, yeah, it's great.
But they had another O2 date.
Yeah, we've got another O2 in there. That's gone as well. So it's pretty spectacular, mate.
And what about next year?
We just go to Japan, Australia. Sorry, I keep picking my nose. I'm not got anything in there. I've got an itch. We've just got loads. We've got loads and loads to do in other countries, you know, to conquer if we can. So,
totally.
Yeah.
You've been nominated, I just found out, for MTV's EMA UK Award.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I can get you the list of people if you want to know who you're up against.
Nah, it's okay.
No. How does it feel to get, you know, nominated for...
It's all right, you know what I mean? It's what it is, you know, like... Mate, I'm going to start doing cartwheels and stuff, you know. It's great to be nominated, you know, but I've not even thought about any. We've never really cared about nominations or we're up for awards. We just make music. If we win something, then great, you know. But thanks, MTV. I appreciate it, yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Nice. Thanks, mate.
Thank See you soon.
Thank you. That's great. That'll do. Thank you. Have a good one. Good luck. That's great. Thank you.
Oh. Well done. In and out.
Got to be done when you can, can't we? Whoa. Stop that now.
Is that you done for the day now?
That is, yes. Thank Christ for that.